A Jewish Journal article. IDF blames Islamic Jihad for rocket that hit Gaza hospital. The Israel Defense Force, IDF, claimed a rocket that struck the Al-Ali Baptist Hospital in the Gaza Strip on Tuesday was a misfired rocket from the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ, terror group. Various media outlets had initially reported that the strike, which resulted in hundreds killed, was from an IDF missile. The IDF has since claimed that their analysis concluded that an enemy rocket barrage was carried out towards Israel, which passed through the vicinity of the hospital when it was hit. According to intelligence information, from several sources we have, the Islamic Jihad terrorist organization is responsible for the failed shooting that hit the hospital. Breaking. IDF spokesperson. From the analysis of the operational systems of the IDF, an enemy rocket barrage was carried out towards Israel, which passed through the vicinity of the hospital when it was hit. According to intelligence information, from several sources we have, Israel, at Israel, October 17, 2023. Additionally, Israel's official account on X, formerly known as Twitter, noted that Al Jazeera documented the moment that the Islamic Jihad launched a rocket which misfired and hit a hospital in Gaza, killing hundreds. An Al Jazeera broadcast documented the moment that the Islamic Jihad launched a rocket which misfired and hit a hospital in Gaza, killing hundreds. pic.twitter.com/wipesjobs. Israel, at Israel, October 17, 2023. The IDF also posted raw footage purportedly showing the misfired rocket from Gaza. Raw footage. A rocket aimed at Israel misfired and exploded at 18:59, the same moment a hospital was hit in Gaza. pic.twitter.com/kf5xjazisap. Israel Defense Forces, at IDF, October 17, 2023. IDF spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus posted on X that the IDF does not target hospitals. According to our intel analysis, this was a failed rocket launched by the Islamic Jihad. We do not target hospitals. https://t.co/ozar499mxk. Jonathan Conricus, at J. Conricus, October 17, 2023. Additionally, the Times of Israel reported that there are multiple videos purportedly showing the moment the rocket fell short and exploded inside the Palestinian territory on Tuesday, and that experts on X were able to geolocate the Al Jazeera video to the hospital. PIJ is reportedly denying responsibility for the hospital strike, calling the IDF's allegations false and baseless, per Agence France-Presse, AFP. #BREAKING Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad says Israeli army accusations that it was responsible for Gaza hospital strike are false and baseless. pic.twitter.com/mq5qz6sab. AFP News Agency, at AF, October 17, 2023. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu posted on X, "The entire world should know. It was barbaric terrorists in Gaza that attacked the hospital in Gaza, and not the IDF. Those who brutally murdered our children also murder their own children. The entire world should know. It was barbaric terrorists in Gaza that attacked the hospital in Gaza, and not the IDF. Those who brutally murdered our children also murder their own children." Benjamin Netanyahu, at Netanyahu, October 17, 2023. The IDF called out media outlets for being quick to run Hamas headlines without fact-checking. "We now know that an Islamic Jihad rocket aimed at Israel misfired and hit the hospital in Gaza." The IDF post shared screenshots of headlines from CNN, The Wall Street Journal, Reuters, BBC, The New York Times, Al Jazeera English, Associated Press, AP, and The Los Angeles Times. Media outlets around the globe were quick to run Hamas headlines, without fact-checking. "We now know that an Islamic Jihad rocket aimed at Israel misfired and hit the hospital in Gaza." pic.twitter.com/DZJGSBXS4I. Israel Defense Forces, at IDF, October 17, 2023. Most of these media outlets have not deleted their initial posts reporting that the IDF was behind the strike, information they attributed to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Later reports noted the IDF's claim. Breaking news. An Israeli airstrike hit a Gaza hospital on Tuesday, killing at least 200 Palestinians, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry, which said the number of casualties was expected to rise. https://t.co/f3iho5n7y0. The New York Times, at NY Times, October 17, 2023. Hundreds of people were killed by an explosion at a hospital in Gaza City on Tuesday. Palestinian officials said the explosion was caused by an Israeli airstrike, while Israeli officials blamed a malfunctioning rocket launched by a Palestinian armed group. https://t.co/miskerwegaskpic.twitter.com/15itkinba0. The New York Times, at NY Times, October 17, 2023. Without any note of the change, at NY Times revises map from location of hospital airstrike to location of hospital explosion, and hundreds killed in airstrike to hundreds killed in explosion. https://t.co/h6xlbnwqzzpic.twitter.com/r904pipeq98. Gerald Beer, at Gerald Beer, October 17, 2023. Palestinian Health Ministry says 200 to 300 people may have been killed in Israeli strike on hospital in Gaza. https://t.co/4fq02elbov. CNN, at CNN, October 17, 2023. Israel denies responsibility for Gaza hospital blast, blaming an Islamic Jihad failed rocket launch. Hundreds are believed to have been killed. https://t.co/item8m8a. CNN, at CNN, October 17, 2023. Breaking. The Gaza Health Ministry says at least 500 people killed in an explosion at a hospital that it says was caused by an Israeli airstrike. https://t.co/qxbgbadiq6. The Associated Press, at AP, October 17, 2023. The Israeli military says a misfired Palestinian rocket caused a deadly explosion at a Gaza hospital. The Hamas-run health ministry says it was an Israeli airstrike that killed hundreds. https://t.co/tdn8nqxlmi. The Associated Press, at AP, October 17, 2023. Breaking. An Israeli airstrike killed hundreds of Palestinians at a Gaza City hospital crammed with patients and displaced people. Health authorities in the besieged enclave said https://t.co/meme2sdwfhpic.twitter.com/ieojpq5l. Reuters, at Reuters, October 17, 2023. Warning. Graphic content about 500 people were killed in a blast at a Gaza hospital that Palestinian health authorities said was due to an Israeli airstrike, but that the Israeli military blamed on a failed rocket launch by a Palestinian militant group. https://t.co/mifkujizpic.twitter.com/nosra3ffl. Reuters, at Reuters, October 17, 2023. Hundreds feared dead or injured in Israeli airstrike on hospital in Gaza. Palestinian officials say https://t.co/04i12mclj. BBC Breaking News, at BBC Breaking, October 17, 2023. Israel denies airstrike on hospital in Gaza, saying failed militant rocket to blame for blast in which hundreds feared dead. https://t.co/jabihcdvdcw. BBC Breaking News, at BBC Breaking, October 17, 2023. Israeli officials said the explosion at Al-Ali Arab Hospital in Gaza was caused by a Palestinian rocket. Palestinian officials have blamed Israel for the deaths. The source of the strike couldn't be immediately verified. https://t.co/swatkuk. The Wall Street Journal, at WSJ, October 17, 2023. Al Jazeera English, however, seemingly continues to refer to the incident as an Israeli airstrike. Breaking. At least 500 Palestinians killed in an Israeli airstrike on Al-Ali Arab Hospital in the besieged Gaza Strip, says Health Ministry. https://t.co/msxr0m1defupic.twitter.com/xwaxin4qn. Al Jazeera English, at a Yenglish, October 17, 2023. At least 500 people were killed and hundreds more wounded in what is being widely described as a war crime as an Israeli airstrike targeted Al-Ali Baptist Hospital in Gaza. Right arrow curving down pic.twitter.com/vvfmt2fb1x. Al Jazeera English, at a Yenglish, October 17, 2023. The Israel War Room X account also accused the New York Times of stealth editing your headlines to cover your lies on the story. Maybe don't take terrorists at their word next time. We see you stealth editing your headlines to cover your lies, at NY Times. Maybe don't take terrorists at their word next time. pic.twitter.com/8eep8bian. Israel War Room, at Israel War Room, October 17, 2023. But the initial reporting that the IDF was behind the strike has made its way to elected officials and human rights NGOs. Representatives Rashida Tlaib, D. Mish, and Ilhan Omar, D. Min, repeated the claim in posts on X urging President Joe Biden, D., to lobby for a ceasefire. As of press time, neither Tlaib nor Omar have directly acknowledged the IDF's conclusion on X, although Tlaib did later post that Netanyahu has lied to the public before. Omar also reposted MSNBC's Ayman Mohedin telling journalists to take official Israeli statements with a healthy dose of skepticism when reporting on what happens inside Gaza. Israel just bombed the Baptist hospital, killing 500 Palestinians, doctors, children, patients, just like that. At POTUS, this is what happens when you refuse to facilitate a ceasefire and help de-escalate. Your war and destruction only approach has opened my eyes and many, https://t.co/mazoift7bj. Rashida Tlaib, at Rashida Tlaib, October 17, 2023. Breaking news. Israeli PM Netanyahu has lied to the public before. Source. https://t.co/s5wjsecusic https://t.co/c3onfqcvxpic.twitter.com/t3brfu1h4v. Rashida Tlaib, at Rashida Tlaib, October 17, 2023. Bombing a hospital is among the gravest of war crimes. The IDF reportedly blowing up one of the few places the injured and wounded can seek medical treatment and shelter during a war is horrific. At POTUS needs to push for an immediate ceasefire to end this slaughter. https://t.co/dpj48died8. Ilhan Omar, at Ilhanaman, October 17, 2023. Dear journalists. Friendly reminder. Take official Israeli statements with a healthy dose of skepticism when reporting on what happens inside Gaza. pic.twitter.com/gwclmq8f2n. Ayman, at Aymanum, October 17, 2023. Similarly, Agnes Callamard, Secretary General of Amnesty International, posted on X that the hospital strike was the cost of the United States and European Union's unreserved support for Israel. More civilians killed. More war crimes. More. She has not acknowledged the IDF's conclusion to the contrary on X. Horrific. Reportedly, hundreds of patients and medical workers killed in bombing of Baptist Hospital Al-Ali in Gaza. This is the cost of the US and EU unreserved support for Israel. More civilians killed. More war crimes. More. https://t.co/diamdixvivi. Agnes Callamard, at Agnes Callamard, October 17, 2023. A spokesperson for Amnesty International told the journal, on the evening of 17 October, Amnesty International's Secretary General posted on X noting that hundreds of people had reportedly been killed at the Baptist Hospital Al-Ali in Gaza. She made no attribution to any parties or individuals in relation to the explosion in her post. Amnesty International is investigating the incident at the hospital in Gaza City to ensure that those responsible are held to account. Israeli President Isaac Herzog skewered the media in a post on X, writing, "Shame on the media who swallow the lies of Hamas and Islamic Jihad, broadcasting a 21st-century blood libel around the globe. Shame on the vile terrorists in Gaza who, willfully, spill the blood of the innocent. Never before has the choice been clearer. Israel is standing against an enemy made of pure evil. If you stand for humanity, for the value of all human life, you stand with Israel. An Islamic Jihad missile has killed many Palestinians at a Gazan hospital, a place where lives should be saved. Shame on the media who swallow the lies of Hamas and Islamic Jihad, broadcasting a 21st-century blood libel around the globe. Shame on the vile terrorists in Gaza." Isaac Herzog, at Isaac_Herzog, October 17, 2023. Others lambasted the initial reporting of the IDF being behind the hospital strike. Hamas just pulled a fast one on journalists around the world. The American Jewish Committee posted on X, they lied. Terrorists in Gaza misfired a rocket meant to kill Israeli civilians. They struck a hospital in Gaza instead. Hamas lies. Gazans die. Don't believe anything Hamas says. pic.twitter.com/dcdmnc1orb. American Jewish Committee, at AJ Global, October 17, 2023. Now we know it was actually, a Palestinian Islamic Jihad rocket that hit the hospital in hashtag Gaza. Every single media outlet, lawmaker, diplomat and NGO that rushed to condemn Israel in this vile blood libel, ought to immediately retract and apologize. International Legal Forum CEO Arsen Ostrovsky posted on X. Now we know it was actually Palestinian Islamic rocket that hit the hospital in hashtag Gaza. Every single media outlet, lawmaker, diplomat and NGO that rushed to condemn Israel in this vile blood libel, ought to immediately retract and apologize. Hashtag facts matter. Arsen Ostrovsky, at Ostrov underscore A, October 17, 2023. Richard Goldberg, senior advisor to the think tank Foundation of Defense Democracies, posted, if the IDF assessment is correct, every single news outlet should retract immediately and issue apologies. An attempted blood libel carried out by Western media 10 days after the massacre. New standards needed ASAP from top executives across all outlets. This cannot continue. If IDF assessment correct, every single news outlet should retract immediately and issue apologies. An attempted blood libel carried out by Western media 10 days after the massacre. New standards needed ASAP from top executives across all outlets. This cannot continue. Richard Goldberg, at Rich underscore Goldberg, October 17, 2023. A spokesperson for the AP told the journal that their initial tweet on the matter was attributed to the Gaza Health Ministry, and that they included the IDF's claim in a subsequent tweet. A spokesperson for the New York Times told the journal that they had no comment outside of their live briefing description that stated, the Gazan health authorities said the blast had been caused by an Israeli airstrike. The Israel Defense Forces said it was caused by a rocket fired by a Palestinian armed group that malfunctioned after launching. Neither assertion could be immediately verified. The New York Times spokesperson also noted that the initial tweet was attributed to Palestinian authorities in Gaza. A spokesperson for CNN told the journal, we updated the story with Israel's response once we had it, and we also had senior advisor to the Israeli Prime Minister, Mark Regev, on our air giving Israel's perspective shortly after the blast. Our reporting has been clearly attributed throughout this developing story. The CNN spokesperson added that, an hour after the first tweet, we also tweeted the IDF's denial, pointing the journal to this tweet. The journal's requests for comment to Omar's office, Tlaib's office, Reuters, The Los Angeles Times, BBC, Wall Street Journal and Al Jazeera English have not been returned by press time. Update. Biden said on Wednesday that Defense Department intelligence shows that the hospital explosion was likely caused by the other team, not the Israelis. Also on Wednesday, the IDF released a recording purportedly featuring Hamas terrorists discussing the failed PIJ rocket launch. The IDF also released drone footage showing that the rocket landed in the parking lot of the hospital rather than the hospital itself. The Times of Israel noted that the lack of a crater from the explosion indicates that the source of the blast was not an IDF strike.